USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Electoral College meets today. The electors will gather in their states and cast votes individually and on paper ballots for president and vice president. The Constitution is clear that electors, not voters, select the president and vice president. Monday is the day the electors officially cast their presidential votes.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
A defiant President Trump on Fox after the Army-Navy football game. Email systems were breached at the Treasury and Commerce Departments. The Trump administration acknowledged on Sunday that Russian hackers broke into a range of key government networks. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A famous author has died. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
Acclaimed British spy author John le Carré, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and was best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
His third novel in 1963, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, became an international bestseller. Le Carré's real name, David John Moore Cornwell, was a real spy in life, working for both MI5 and MI6 in the United Kingdom. Sunday Night Football exposed the Pittsburgh Steelers and their problems in recent weeks. The last undefeated team in the NFL has now lost two in a row. The latter loss came from the Buffalo Bills, 26-15. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump and Attorney General William Barr clash over the top law enforcement officers withholding information from the American people. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice had been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation back in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out about his investigations. But Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
United States Attorney General since 2019, William Barr previously held the office from 1991 to 1993. The late game in the NFL Sunday sees the Pittsburgh Steelers continue their sloppy football play as they lost to the Buffalo Bills 26-15. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.